Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Week two started last night. Obviously a blowout loss for the Dolphins, and that wasn't the worst part of their evening as Tua suffered another concussion. It sounds like he's in good spirits. It was one again where he had the, I guess they call it fencing, where you could see his hand was clenched in a fist. He clearly, on a play where, I know I heard Keith talking about it a lot, like he's got to be more aware. He went through how to fall, right? He took jiu-jitsu last year to learn how to fall because most of his concussions were falling backwards and banging his head on the ground. Instead, this was, you know, kind of taking on a tackle, taking on contact, and it really didn't seem that severe. And that's what's scary about it because, you know, we all know once you have one, you are more prone to the next one. And it's just, it's very scary. We've been so much more better educated on it over the last handful of years as compared to what we were back in the day. And, you know, he's a young man. And that's why, and I heard Keith talking about this too, and I understand, I'm not saying he should do anything. He should do whatever he deems to do. Like, if he wants to continue to play, I'm not going to tell him he shouldn't. It's his life. His choice. I could understand not wanting to walk away from your dream, let alone the money, just living out your dream. But I could understand why people would suggest that he should call it a career. He's a young man with his whole life ahead of him. He could do anything. I'm sure he's a talented kid at a lot of things. And I mean, some of the money's guaranteed. He's probably already made a good enough living where he could figure out a way to live very comfortably the rest of his life. And he's a 27-year-old kid. So I would never like pound the table and say you can't play anymore, but I could understand anybody who thinks that he probably shouldn't. It's out of the well-being for him. We're all concerned about his well-being. And I've always said this, whenever situations like Hassan Reddick come up or holdouts come up or, you know, Revis all those years ago, meeting at the Roscoe Diner, all that. Like, whenever a NFL player decides that he needs to get paid more than he's getting paid, I will never begrudge that guy a single day of practice or games. Or if he's on my team, I will understand to the nth degree. These guys are playing a brutal sport and putting, like, literally, as we saw DeMar Hamlin in this game, and he's the one who makes the tackle. These guys are literally putting their lives in their hands so I can enjoy my Sundays. Like, if they think they're worth money, by all means, go get every penny you think you are worth. You are playing an extremely dangerous sport. I've always felt that way. And so if Tua wants to continue to play, God bless him. I hope this never happens again for him. If he decides to hang it up, who could blame him? We know what happens to these ex-NFL players, these aging NFL players. It takes a major toll on your body, on your well-being, on your life and lifespan. And as a 27-year-old, the decision might seem easy. I can tell you right now, time flies by. I don't have to be that old. I'm 40 years old. And even that sounds crazy to me. But I can tell you, yesterday took forever. The last 10 years went by in a freaking flash. And Tua is going to be an older guy with kids and family. And he's going to want to make sure that time is as good as it possibly can be. Because the time of an NFL career is very short compared to the overall lifespan of Tua. So, I mean, I don't know. I would never tell him what to do. I just think it's scary, and I feel for him. And then when you get to the football angle, like, for Dolphin fans, not only did they lose a brutal game again by a team that just owns them historically, and Josh Allen, who just continues, although he didn't have to do much in this game, and Tua played pretty, you know, the first interception clearly wasn't his fault. The second one, maybe a miscommunication. I thought the throws clearly sailed on him. And then, the final one, he just made a terrible play. He had a terrible game. It was a terrible game plan. McDermott completely outcoached McDaniel. I mean, the defense was just ferocious and all over him. And not only that, but now you've lost Tua, and this is where I'll put my foot in the ground. He can't play for a while. Like, that's just plain and simple. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, okay? I never pretend to be. But, like, I wouldn't treat this the same as a guy having his first concussion. And again, when you read up on these, the fencing, that leans to be a significant brain injury. A significant injury. And that's his third one. So if this was just a random player having his first concussion, he makes it through the protocol, he can play in a week, he could play in 2 weeks, fine. I think Tua has to be treated completely different. I'd be surprised if the NFL doesn't. I have to read up on it and learn up on it. It just happened as, you know, the game ended, I came in here. I'm not sure if there are protocols for the amount of concussions you have and how many weeks you have to miss or what steps you have to take, but Tua should have to, you know, Tua should not play for a while. I feel pretty, I really think that's the case. He should take 3-4 weeks off. And that's why it's shocking to me that Skylar Thompson, I mean, they cut Mike White, not that Mike White's any great shakes, but we've seen Mike White be successful in this league at times, that famously beat the Cincinnati Bengals, had some good games, played better than any other quarterback over the span of the last few years for the New York Jets. I was surprised they let him go, and I'm surprised they're hanging with Skylar Thompson when they knew Tua was a quarterback who, unfortunately, and a player, unfortunately, who was prone to this. So for the Miami Dolphin fans, and for whatever reason, there are a million of you. Like, I have 10 close-knit buddies on a group chat that I grew up with, went to high school with, that will be forever friends. There's 10 of us. 2 of them are Dolphin fans. How the hell is that possible? There's so many of you. Rough night. First and foremost, concern for your quarterback. Second, you got demolished again by the team that owns you. And third, now moving forward without Tua, how does this team function in this Mike McDaniel offense?